Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Make this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I want to run this one by you. Do you think this guy did the right thing or not? He's a pilot on like one of those little regional jets. And he had to make a hard turn.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, okay. You're aware of this. Yeah. Like an Air Force
B-52.
A B-52. Yeah. Which is a tank in the sky. And he had to do a little, swervy swerve. Then he decided that the next thing he should do is jump on the intercom and apologize.
There's no radar here, so the tower realized that the spacing wasn't going to work, and he said, turn right. And I looked over, and there was an airplane, which is supposed to be on the right-hand side. I thought it was a small airplane. He said, turn right. I said, there's an airplane over there, and he says, turn left. And then Dover saw the airplane that was coming on a converging course with us. Sorry about the aggressive maneuver. It caught me by surprise. This is not normal at all. I do apologize for it. Not a fun day.
Why would you apologize? I mean, it's probably
people are probably wondering what's happening. It wasn't polite applause. I think they were excited. Like, hey, thanks for not, like, hitting the B-52. Appreciate you. Looking ahead.
I feel like it's more of a victory lap, but you guys, you're never going to guess what I just did.
Isn't that a lot better than, you know, all of a sudden there's just, like, a slight jerk, and you're like, oh, did the pilot, like, not off for a second? And you're like, you do when you drive into work?
I don't want to know.
Like, explain the behavior, sir.
I just don't want to know. I can make up a story in my head, you know? Like, let's say you did do the old, you know.
He avoided a collision.
He avoided a mid-air collision
with an Air Force bomber. That's crazy.
That's
a story you should tell.
I also like how,
over and over again, to your passengers, to other passengers, at the bar later.
Hey, guys, welcome to our flight today. Just so you know, yesterday I avoided a mid-air collision with a B-52, so you're in good hands. Back to South Dakota we go.
That's what Sully does.
I picture Sully if he ever walked down. Sully has walk-in music at this point to signify, hey, you thought you had a pilot? Do we have a surprise for you today? Get a load of this guy. As it turns out, he has a story to tell. Good morning. We're Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone.
I have found the perfect gift for your kids.
The perfect gift for my kids.
Not your kids.
Okay, all right, they're kids. Sorry, I was about to.
Kids.
That's where I was getting hung up.
For kids.
Okay.
How about that? All right. For all any right. kids. Of all the kids that you know. Actually, this would take a very sinister turn if you didn't, so let me restart. This is allegedly a foolproof present that
for real?
Makes you look like a hero with almost zero effort.
Okay. All right.
And if they don't like it, I guess you get invited to fewer things. So it's a win-win across the board. But we'll give you the details next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Now I'm just imagining Frito.
You promised
dangling
me
this gift outside of a van.
You promised me a foolproof print. Why would it be a van? Why would it be a van, though?
Because while I was thinking the perfect gift for a child is like a Roblox gift card, turns out it's candy and cash.
You said that this would make you a hero.
Yeah, candy and cash.
By handing candy and cash out to any child.
Not you. Literally
Very
anyone else.
Much
Literally
not
anyone
me.
Else. We're gonna, get back to
what
this.
What on earth?
We're going to get back to this. But first, I want to talk about Dolly Parton scolding fans. So her new musical just had its first preview in front of a live audience.
Right,
you know,
right,
big deal. And Dolly was there in person, which is extra cool to help celebrate.
Yeah.
Called Dolly, a true original musical, previewing at the Belcourt Theater in Nashville.
Yeah.
It's debuting, of course, on Broadway next year. So here's what Dolly had to say prior to the show.
And they said to turn off all the stuff, including you. They said every time you hear a song, you know that you're going to want to sing along. Well, don't. This ain't no hoot, Nanny. This is a Broadway musical. And I appreciate you. I'm going to share my voice.
Dolly singing at Dolly's show? This is, this This is highbrow, people.
I see what
this
she's
is
doing.
A musical.
Yeah, I see what she's doing because, yeah, believe it or not, that's a very uncouth thing to do.
And sing-alongs, in theaters.
Right, different.
Really popular recently.
And if you hear people, I mean,
but you don't go to Wicked and hear the entire theater
erupting.
Yeah.
So I get
that. You might have like a overzealous theater kid.
I'll say
this. Elbow a few times.
I'll say this. That is the nicest way to tell them to shut the hell up.
Yes.
I've ever heard.
Yes.
Ever heard in my life.
Or there will be consequences.
Or it's a problem.
Because if she said that, I'd believe that. I'd be like, she will yank me out by my ear.
Again, like, I think Dolly is sweet as sugar until
you cross
she
her.
Don't have to be.
Yeah.
And you don't want to see that.
Yeah.
No one wants to see that.
Dark side of Dolly.
Good night.
There's a Broadway musical I'd pay to see. But you know who else reprimanded their fans? Morgan Wallen.
What?
So he's on tour. Just completed 2 shows at Glendale Stadium in Arizona.
Yeah.
But people are saying it was an odd way to hype up his night 2 crowd.
Okay.
He decided to talk smack about his night 1 crowd.
Really?
I didn't know if I was ever going to come back to Arizona after that crowd last night, but I think tonight you guys might change my mind.
I
think something must have happened behind the scenes, right, that we're not privy to, but
yeah,
people were claiming that objects were thrown on stage, which isn't new, and especially with him, things get thrown at him all the time. Isn't he the one that had a boot thrown at him?
Yes, it doesn't make it any less obnoxious.
Exactly.
And a problem.
A fan appeared to grab his hand at some point while he was walking through the crowd, which was kind of old.
It wasn't like they were bored.
Yeah.
They were just like...
Like maybe they were too enthusiastic.
Too turned up.
Yeah.
So it just wasn't the vibe.
Because that's kind of like normal stuff, I'd say, especially if you're the biggest name in country music. So again, I'm thinking something happened
be a story,
later
yeah.
or yeah. something behind the scenes, or maybe people had like...
I thought it was never coming back to Arizona.
Passes and it got a little too rowdy, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Speaking of too rowdy, that's what happens apparently when you give kids the perfect gift.
$20
cash and a candy bar.
Doesn't
it depend on the age of the kid? If you give them $20, they're going to say, what is this? What do I do with it?
I don't know. I don't know what I can say.
I can't buy any skins with this.
Am I supposed to
scan it?
There's no universe. No universe. Well, I guess if they're your kids. But even if they're your kids,
it was a writer for Slate that did a whole op-ed on this.
All right.
And she said the best thing that you can give any kid, because it was, again, assuming you're invited to their event or party or what have you.
You're a known
adult. A known authority figure, perhaps. $20 in a candy bar. She said she's done it for graduations. She might up the amount depending on the age of the kid.
And they find it cute or something? Like, I don't...
Her kids were younger when she realized like she was onto something.
Right.
And so it was probably a 5-year-old's birthday party. She rolls up with cash and a candy bar.
Snickers.
And the kid's like, whoa, candy and money? This is the best.
She said, I'm going to try it again. Right.
And then it kept hitting like that, and if you've been to a kid's party where they open gifts, you know that is not always the case.
Mm.
And you put a lot of thought sometimes into these gifts.
And they bomb.
And they bomb badly.
So, okay.
Sometimes in front of an audience.
All right.
So maybe it's worth a shot.
They have to
get the cash, which is...
I would need to hear from some parents and how it would play with their kid. I think you know how it would land with your kid. And I think some people it might work. Other people, like you said, Katie, they're going to think you're trying to get off cheap.
Like, yeah, you know, it looks like you forgot.
Yeah, it's like, well, what the hell is this? $20 in a Snickers.
Like, that's what you could get at a gas station.
Exactly. On the way.
Like at least
to
a
my
gift
party.
Card. I'm assuming you had to go into an HEB or at least a Walgreens.
That seems fraught with
varying
peril.
Levels of effort.
Fraught with peril.
And like not even a card?
Nothing. Just $20 and a candy bar.
She does it for babies.
I'm open.
She's like, oh, because you know the parents. It's for the parents. I like not having a bunch of plastic-tastic toys to deal with.
That is true. Don't have anything to clean up. No wrapping paper with that one. It's just
okay. Here it is.
You're good to go.
Just saying, food for thought.
Okay.
That's what's trending at 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
A free answer to the Money Minute. Yeah, we do it every day before 6:30.
Delicious.
You're welcome. We play Money Minute every day before 8:30. You can sign up for your shot at 10 questions. in 60 seconds and your chance to win cash money every day, $100.
That's right.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Mm-mm.
And gifts potentially for 5 kids. Well, I guess you got to factor in the cost of the candy bar now, don't you? Maybe 4 kids. 4 kids. But today's answer, French Open.
Okay.
The French Open.
Sign up to be our next contestant.
Only need 9 answers now.
TheBullHouston.com/contest.
If you smell what Sean is cooking.
Let's start with the Texans, who were our gracious host last night for the Media Day kickoff.
Yeah. All I heard about that was Nick got some kind of record in arcade b-ball.
Nick did. Nick broke both records in arcade
Nick
basketball.
Russo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
In
legend.
Back behind.
Was, absolute legend.
Yeah.
He's a very deceptive hand-eye coordination guy. He's an excellent golfer.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Outstanding golfer.
Yeah.
Not great bowler.
But okay, you bowl.
But a great guy.
Great dude.
And a great dude,
Great dude.
He's got excellent social coordination.
You can imagine my shock and go back there and just like try to play a few things at the arcade, and all of a sudden he's like, okay, beat that record. Okay, beat that record.
How much you love basketball.
Yeah, he doubled me up.
Gangly,
he doubled me up like it was nothing.
It's like you could just reach out and
I could have.
Dump it.
I probably could have. If I was smarter, I probably would have used that as my strategy. But anyway.
You're so lucky. I didn't play any games at that thing. I didn't eat any food at that thing.
Yeah, what did you do?
It's because you're popular.
Oh, that's because everyone wanted to. Yeah, that's the thing. You're working the room. You're talking to people.
Piece of
I was working the room.
To talk to you.
You get hungry working
cares.
The room.
No one cares who we are.
No one offers you snacks when you're working a room.
They didn't. I had plenty of beverages. I was liquefied for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. Now we got some action to talk about on the field finally, will.
Tomorrow morning. This time tomorrow, I will be out at Texans training camp getting ready to broadcast one of several shows from Texans training camp. Yeah, it gets started tomorrow. Very exciting season coming up. They've made a lot of moves this offseason to try to finally get over the hump and get past the divisional round of the playoffs, which is where they've kind of topped out.
Yeah.
They've made the playoffs 8 times in franchise history, and 6 of them have ended in, like it did last year, with a loss in the second round of the playoffs.
Right.
So they are the only team in the NFL. Now, granted, they've not been around as long as some of these other teams, but they have been around for over 20 years now. It should have happened by now. They're the only team that's never been to a conference title game, let alone a Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we're just trying to get to the finals of the AFC, and then we'll eat what's on our plate then. But that's the goal. This is as talented a team as they've ever had. And I think this is the best team they've had in terms of being built to last for a long, long time.
Yeah.
They're really strong across all areas. They've got a quarterback, obviously, who's very young but very good. CJ Stroud turns 24 this season, so he's still
he's got a lot of years.
He's still among the youngest quarterbacks in the league, and he's already accomplished a lot of stuff for a guy who's only been in the league for 2 years. So there's a lot of excitement around the team this year. And let's go. It starts tomorrow, man. Our long national nightmare of not having any football to talk about.
Love it.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about people really care about your setup at pregame, because it's 100-something degrees outside.
Yeah.
How do they take care of you?
Well, it's in the rare case that I will say it's not about me. most of the time I will say it's about me. But we're only out there doing the shows from 6 to 8 a.m.
Okay, so the sun is just
starting to come up, and we're
still
finishing up
warm.
The show. Normally we're 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah,
right. But during the first 10 days of training camp, we're just 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. because on Sports Radio 610 Texans Radio with John Harris, their sideline reporter, and Mark Vandermeer, who's the play-by-play voice, they have 8 to 10 a.m.
So you get to do 6 to 8,
yeah,
and then they come over and.
No. Do you come back?
No. Practice starts at 9 a.m.
Oh, you start watching football.
Practice starts at 9 a.m. So, okay. And tomorrow, Nick Caserio, the GM, is going to have a press conference at 8:30. So it'll be pack up my things, go out to my truck, cool off for a little bit because it is starting to get hot outside.
Right.
Maybe zip over to Shipley's or the Kolache Factory over there.
Right on.
Get
right
a little
on.
Breakfast.
Yeah. Okay.
You used to have practice at 10 a.m., so Seth and I would go to Denny's over there, and he would get 5 skillets of things. And I
Denny's?
Would get, yeah.
Denny's?
Old school, man. Yeah.
You went with the okay.
Well, you got to go with what's near the stadium.
Exactly.
We don't have a lot of choices.
Go
you know, it's not like here in Upper Kirby where you got all kinds of different
brunching options.
That's the agenda.
That's the agenda.
6 a.m. to 8 a.m. It's really in the loop. Reggie Atatula and John Lopez, our midday show on Sports Radio 610. Those are the ones you got to pray for. They're the ones out there doing their show in the heat. It's hot.
Taking crates of Pedialyte.
Yeah.
All the tricks.
Well, that's it, man.
So if you want coverage, obviously, starting tomorrow, y'all got tons of
wall to wall, man.
Are we going to talk to you out there?
Are you going to call us? We'll figure something out.
Okay.
We'll definitely figure something out. Yeah, I could drop you guys a phone call.
I have faith in you.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, you're the one.
We'll talk to you in a bit. Frito, Katie, the Bull. What is better than seeing Keith Urban live at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion for free?
Nothing.
That is wrong.
Is it, though?
Yes, it is. Because you could be seeing Keith Urban live for free at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion and also get a $50 gift card from our Houston area Nissan dealers.
Fair.
A little bit better.
Fair.
A little bit better.
Okay, I didn't want to devalue Nick's prize because he also has tickets to see Keith Urban.
Okay.
But no gas cards.
My bad. We're going to bring back Price Right Trivia today to answer the question of the moment that is out there from everyone. Now, I think we posed this yesterday about our personal distaste for the kids.
Well, I don't think we phrased it as a question. No, I think our assumption was the majority of people would hate a kiss cam.
Right.
Now, I think it very much depends on who your friends are.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend happens to be this guy over here.
Yes.
And so we frequently go places together.
Yes, we do.
Which would make something like a kiss cam hella awkward for the two of us.
No one wants, yeah.
We're together, but not like that.
Oh, my God.
So that's like our worst nightmare.
It's my worst nightmare, and I've always.
But how many people end up in that situation? Or you're out at like a work gathering, right? Or you're just with friends, or you're sitting next to someone you don't even know, and you just happen to be having a conversation when it pops up, and you're like, "Yo, that's a complete stranger."
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And then the more you protest, the more it stays on you.
Yeah, because they think they caught you sweating, and now it's entertainment. Now it's fun for everyone.
Now the internet's trying to find out who you are.
I have always thought this was cut and dry.
Yeah, nightmare.
Talking to one of my friends yesterday, like, why are you talking on kiss cams, man? Everyone loves the kiss cam. I'm like, who is everyone?
So that's the question. Are we in the minority?
Yes.
Or the majority?
Exactly. I do have a stat. What percentage of people say they either like or love the kiss cam at live events? Now, Price is Right trivia means Price is Right rules. We're going to take two callers. Each of y'all is going to guess the correct percentage. The person to get it the closest without going over is going to win two tickets to Keith Urban and a $50 gas card courtesy of our Houston area Nissan dealers.
Is the kiss cam as polarizing as we think?
We're going to find out. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Call us. We'll get the guesses coming up next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. We are not fans of the kiss cam.
I've never been a fan of kiss cam.
I still can't believe it has now found its way into concerts.
I don't like that. I don't like it.
I thought you were safe.
Because, again, it's awkward. It's awkward.
Yeah, what if it's a first date or something and it's not going
What if it's a first date, dude? You don't know.
You don't like the guy.
Has anyone ever been happy about getting on the kiss cam? Like, I mean, even if
you don't have to do anything bad, like that CEO and that HR lady.
No, just like you're sitting there just trying to vibe, and then all of a sudden,
apparently there are people though. There's at least some person.
Yes.
That enjoys, dare I say, loves the kiss cam.
Now this is broken down in percentages.
Yep.
And that is what we're looking for today: the percentage of people that say they either like or love the kiss cam at live events.
It's not zero.
It is not. And the closest without going over this morning is going to win free tickets to Keith Urban and a $50 gas card from our local Nissan dealers. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Pam,
good morning.
Uh-huh.
So let's get down to the thing everyone wants to talk about. How we feel about the kiss cam. What percentage of people say they either like or love the kiss cam at live events? And you want to be the closest without going over. What do you think?
I'm going to say 14%.
14%. So I feel like you are kind of like us. You're also not a fan of the kiss cam.
No.
Have you ever gotten caught on a kiss cam, out of curiosity?
No.
Not caught.
Caught is the wrong.
Perhaps that's the bad way to phrase it.
Showcased
on the Kiss Cam.
Yeah.
You've never had it land on you, Pam?
I don't think so.
Thank God for that, Pam. Hang on the line.
I know.
We'll be right back with you. All right, next up this morning, Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Christy.
What percentage of people said they either like or love the Kiss Cam at live events? Now, you want to be the closest without going over. Keep that in mind. What do you think?
53%.
Oh, Christy, are you okay with these things? When you see the Kiss Cam, you don't groan. Maybe you get excited. Maybe you hope it finds you.
I'm neutral. Pretty neutral.
What do you think, by and large, most Americans would say? Yeah. All right. It's fine.
All right. Hang on the line. We'll be right back with you. Okay. So, yeah.
Two very different guesses.
It could be. This is polarizing. As it feels. To review. Our first guess.
Pam, 14%.
14%, which is almost no
guess.
Yeah.
And then Christy, 53%.
The correct answer, and again, this is a combination of like and love.
Right.
37%.
Really?
37%, which is still way too high.
Well, just because you got the stats in front of you, what's the combined dislike?
Oh,
hate.
Let's get Pam back on. Pam, good morning. Again, you win. You are the closest without going over. Yay, you're going to Keith Urban.
Yay!
So now let's examine what your question was. The dislike or hate. The dislike, 19% of people. Hate, 9% of people. So that comes out to 28% as opposed to the like and love, which is 37%. So
what?
Yes, that means as a whole, and the rest of people said they had no opinion whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah, just like, bleh.
But, well, Chris was right on that, neutral.
Oh, yeah. There are more people that like this thing over dislike this thing, and I
got questions.
So is Pam. We all got questions.
So does that CEO.
Yeah. Let us know if Keith Urban has one. I imagine he ain't gonna, but hey, you know, never know.
Not now.
Hey.
I got the line. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Miguel. Sounds like you're having some problems with Sabrina. What's going on?
Yeah, it's weird. Actually, we haven't really had any problems. I guess we really aren't having any problems. But the whole thing is, it's been pretty casual. Like, not really serious. It's been about a month and a half of seeing each other. And then last week, I don't know what happened, man. It's been really rough.
What's been happening?
I wish I knew, because she won't talk to me. Like, not really. Like, I might get a text back, but mostly I don't. I've tried calling her, and that's just a losing battle for most people nowadays. Like, I only, you know. But I really can't figure out what's going on. I have my suspicions now, but even then, I don't know how we got here, like, to this point.
Well, can you share your theories? You said you had some suspicions.
I almost hate to actually say it, but I'm thinking it might be her parents. Ugh. Like, I know for a fact her parents do not like me. And Sabrina, she's the youngest. She's the baby, right, of the family. And I've looked past a lot of this BS. Like, I'm not dating her old man, you know. But
right. That's
the only thing I can think of that I might have, I don't know. I've wrecked this whole thing.
Okay.
I know I'm not making much sense.
Well, just so we ask, is there any reason you've given them, like her parents, to not like you specifically? Like, dude, what did you do?
Yeah.
It's only been a month and a half.
Yeah, I've never even met them. Like, hand to God, I just think it's more, I don't fit whatever their expectations are for Sabrina, I guess.
How do you know?
What's that mean?
Oh, my God. How do I say this? Her family, they've got it pretty good. Like, they're rich. Okay?
Right.
Yeah. It's not like they've always had money or anything. Like, to hear Sabrina tell it her dad is some, like, hotshot doctor or something, and her mom is in business law, I think.
Wow.
So I guess I should say they've always been pretty well off, but it wasn't, like, generational wealth or whatever. Like, they didn't inherit it. They worked hard, is what I mean. But anyway, they're pretty stressful careers, right? Those two things. And I guess they actually, they have high hopes for where their kids would end up. And then by extension, who their kids would end up with too, I guess.
And then you come along.
Yikes. Well, yeah. that sounds like a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Sabrina, she hates it. She always had to battle these super high expectations and things, and they're always pushing her to be better and do better, and it's never good enough. And I think that just now, that just extends to me. Like, yay.
Well, okay, well, what's wrong with you, man? Like, why aren't you cutting it if you haven't even met them?
I'm not some deadbeat or anything. But also, I'm not over here trying to go for my doctorate. You know what I mean? That's not in my cards. I've got a good job. I pay my own bills. I'm responsible. I'm just not on that level. I'm more blue collar than blue blood.
Okay. Is there any reason in particular you can think of as to why it would all like come to a head now? It really hasn't been that long.
Yeah. So they came down to spend the weekend with her right before she got all weird or whatever. I don't know what they said, what was going on during that time together. Maybe it was an intervention. Or like a come to Jesus meeting or something.
Wow.
But it really feels like it drove a wedge between us. Like, I like to show Sabrina that I really do care about her and that I'm invested in whatever this is. I think it's still so new. But like, regardless of how the parents feel, I like to see where this goes. I'm undeterred.
He's undeterred. All right.
Love to see it.
Well, let's do this. We'll get Sabrina lined up and talk to her next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, Miguel and Sabrina. Not been together long, but long enough to know that her parents don't like him.
That's a plus.
I did like that he said he was blue collar, not blue blood.
Yeah, yeah, man.
He just thinks that maybe the parents have this very specific idea of a man.
Rich people
that
stuff?
They want, yeah, like Sabrina with, and he doesn't fit the bill.
No. Which is possible. I can see that.
And then something happened. The parents came into town, and now she's just kind of MIA.
Mm-hmm.
So let's figure out if we can't get this back on track.
Right.
Hey, is this Sabrina?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm sorry. Do you have the right number?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure.
Do we? Yes.
I know how it sounds. Okay, we know how this sounds. You're probably racking your brain thinking you didn't enter some kind of online contest. So, like, what's going on?
Sabrina, just hear me. Hey, I'm here. Just hear me out. Okay, I don't know what all your parents are saying, but like, regardless of how they felt, I don't want that to come between us.
Is this Miguel?
It is Miguel.
Yes.
What a fun surprise.
Yeah.
You have got to be kidding me.
Uh-huh.
Hey. Wait a minute. And listen, what do my parents have to do with any of this?
I know, because I know what they must think of me, but I just want a chance, okay? I promise, the more they get to know me, like...
Listen. Just stop it. All right. They had nothing to say about you at all. As a matter of fact, they barely acknowledge that you exist.
Oh, ouch.
Is that actually?
I think that's worse somehow.
Okay. All right. So is this in his head then? Is that the thing?
No. Listen, you guys. He's right. They don't like him. And I should say, they don't like the idea of him. I guess that's more accurate. But listen, it's nothing personal. They're like that with every guy that they didn't hand select out of, like, I don't know, a Brooks Brothers catalog or something.
Right.
But now I need Miguel to stop with me. I need some space. I can't. I just don't know how I can really cope with him. That's the way he is, apparently. I'm still just trying to come to terms with it.
That's the way he is.
What way is that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. He is so bad with the little things, I guess. Like, so we spend a lot of time at my house, and I think it's because of the pool or, you know, whatever. Okay. I'm happy to be there. It's my house. But the thing is, he never helps me with anything when he's over. He sees me cleaning. He's like sitting there. I'm doing normal chores or something, and his is just sitting on the couch with his feet up on his phone, not a care in the world. So my parents were coming down one weekend, and I was not prepared for it. I was just like, I was freaking out. I'm cleaning everything. I'm going nuts. Like, washing the damn walls, you guys. And Miguel, it sees me going through it, and he just continues to sit there like a bump on a log.
Oh, no.
And watch all his shows, and he got all slack-jawed. He doesn't have a clue. And that's just how he is. And I'm sorry, but you cannot reprogram that. You just can't.
Okay.
Like, but you never asked for help. How was I supposed to know?
Oh, my God. Of course I wanted help. You never offered. You acted as if it barely registered that I was running around like a deranged Amelia Bedelia or some like that. You know?
Amelia Bedelia.
Have you met
Great
you?
Reference.
You're kind of intense. And somehow you get even more serious when you're cleaning. It's like you're on a mission. And I'm not trying to get in the middle of that. I don't want to jam you up or, like, lose my arm or something. Just give me a list of stuff I can do next time, and I'll pitch in. I swear.
Yeah. Well, if I'm stressed on time, that means that I don't have any of it to sit and make your list, okay? Just use your eyes, Miguel, and your brain, and maybe a dust cloth on occasion. There's one right there sitting next to you, and you're sorry. Anyway, give a girl a break. Most of the mess is yours. I'm cleaning up after you constantly, and that's only adding to my stress. And I want you to be present enough to see what a girl needs to get it done and to just do it. I don't know, sort of anticipate my needs, maybe. Don't ask. Just do it.
Right.
Guys aren't psychic. You know that, right? We're also kind of dumb. You have to tell us what you want.
Well,
unless we shared a house, I'm not touching anything without instructions. And even then, they got to be pretty damn detailed.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, my God, no. Do not try and say this is an everyman thing. It's not. I think it's not unreasonable to ask for a little bit of help, Miguel, when someone is basically living at your place, hello. And, you know, it's a shame because I really do like you. I don't want to go through a lifetime of this and just becoming some old nag, you know, just because you don't understand that the dishwasher doesn't magically unload itself or the vacuum doesn't run in the middle of the day when we're all at work or something, you know, like, damn, dude, this is a big deal.
Well, look, let's see what people think. Maybe they've been there, have some thoughts or
advice.
Yeah.
Something.
Look, y'all hang on the line. Okay. Some good points are being made all around here.
Well, I can kind of see what she's saying.
Yeah.
But also, it's nice.
See, that's it. Well,
he should pick up after himself 1,000%.
But like, if you're doing heavy duty cleaning,
but if you're
cleaning,
actually washing the walls
of your, or
that's not,
or maybe it's disrespectful. I don't think you should just be sitting there like a bump. But hey, like, seriously, what do you guys think?
Couldn't you make the argument it's rude of her to be cleaning while he's there? Because unless he lives there now,
yeah,
there are times where he is not
sitting on
the couch.
There's no way he lives there.
Like, surely there's something you could do together.
Yeah, like there's some, you know, better.
Because it had happened prior to the parents coming in.
Oh, Lord. 713-881-5500. We'll talk to you next. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
Sabrina's upset that Miguel won't clean her house.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really what it boils
down really, to. Yes, basically.
Which is a weird thought.
When it's
have.
Time to clean, new boyfriend should be
not even new
right
boyfriend.
There in there. Oh, he said they were casual too. Like just
new. A month and a half new.
Yeah.
Imagine courting and then one of your activities being cleaning the other's home.
Well, that's how love happens, right? Let's see what you guys think. Howdy. Good morning. What do you have for us today?
I think she shouldn't be cleaning when he's there. Now, if he lives there, that's a different story. But if he's visiting or they went out on a date and came home or whatever it was, she should pay him her undivided attention.
So
I think that's rude. Yeah, she's the one messing up in this scenario.
It does feel kind of weird, like if you were trying to spend time with someone to get to know them and you went over to their house and then all of a sudden it's like, you know what I mean? Like, if it's that urgent, maybe
that
just do something
been
another
before
day.
You came over.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Or say, hey, can we have a cleaning date?
Now, it's possible she's one of those people that's very particular about her cleaning, and she's just going to be doing this all the time. But that means this is what she's going to be doing all the time.
And if that was the case.
All the time.
Yeah.
You're then, right, Katie. All the time.
Yeah,
then
so,
you need to keep this in your mind. You know,
that's
is this what the life you want to live?
Not a Miguel thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, that's not everybody. Dude, thank you. Howdy. Go ahead.
Hey, yes, sir. Good morning. So I've been married to my wife for 10 years, and I kind of agree with Sabrina on this. I mean, yeah, I mean, she was running around like a deranged chicken with her head cut off, but you guys got to ask for help. I ask my wife every day around the house if she needs help cleaning. So, yeah, I agree with Sabrina on this.
So would you, very early on in this relationship, have offered because it looks good, because you really genuinely want to help? Does it matter? Like, is it one of those things where you're offering but you expect the person to say no?
Yeah.
I just think it's weird that she was cleaning, period, while he was there.
Well, I think early on you really can't read their signals, so I think it's probably best to ask in the moment, hey, do you need help with anything? I know you're struggling. Let me see what I can do, and then go from there. But, you know, I think maybe she's probably going off the handle a little bit. You know, I mean, I think a guy, he can't read a woman's mind. That's not how we're built.
That's very
like
she
true. Does have very particular parents.
And here's another side of it too. Like I actually agree with what he's saying. Like, it's not your, it's you, this is not your property. This is not your stuff. And if you just want me in just figuring out how I want to clean it, like what happens if I mess it up?
Or assuming something's dirty.
Yeah, what happens if I do it wrong?
Dirty. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that's actually something you probably don't want.
Like don't unload the dishwasher because you're going to put something away wrong. It's going to be in the wrong place.
And then what is your reaction? You're not going to be happy. You're not just...
I have to call you and ask where the colander is.
Especially when mom and dad are over there. What if y'all are supposed to make pasta? Now who's angry?
I would like to set up another scenario, though.
Okay.
Let's say you're at a dinner party.
Right.
And you're with a bunch of your friends and maybe some family members, and the house is packed. It's your house.
Yeah.
And everybody starts to leave. You know, they make their excuses, whatever.
Right.
You got one or two stragglers. And everyone's talking. You know, you've already gone through the coffee. You're standing in the kitchen.
Just killing time.
Maybe you've tried to offer their coats, or, you know, you said, oh, man, it's getting late.
You've tried to
what
get them the hell
the
out.
What is the move to get them to leave? You start cleaning.
That is the go-to move. Yeah, because that will run them off. And you're right. Yeah. If that's an effective move, which we all know it is, then doesn't that speak to Miguel probably being...
How am I supposed to leave? Get out.
Makes sense to me. Dude, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. I would like to play a new game this morning when we have a couple of minutes, and that is, why is the law here? So, Katie...
We actually have had a lot
why
of
is the law here
lately.
Yeah, it's been a really high volume of saturation from our first response, which is love.
Yeah, I think we probably made a list at the building, but
yeah.
Today we're joined by Special Olympics.
Yes.
Heather's in, and we have got Chad Rogers, Officer Chad Rogers from the Pearland Police Department, and we're here to talk about Tip a Cop. Now, Tip a Cop is something that we love and something that we have done for years and years and years in every city we've been in. And it started in College Station, not the event, but where our involvement
our
began.
Love of
yes,
this event.
Tip a Cop in College Station with Texas Roadhouse. And this is such a unique experience, I think, for all parties involved.
Oh, yeah.
But for the uninitiated, y'all, tell us about Tip a Cop, what it is, maybe how it came about, Heather, and how people can get involved.
So actually, Tip a Cop started because our law enforcement officers are amazing supporters of Special Olympics.
True.
Like you had said, College Station is notorious for raising top dollars.
The most money.
It's crazy. It's insane how much money they used to raise when we were there.
And they still do, which is fantastic. And they've kind of spread that. So now we have other departments raising close to as much money, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. All of that goes right back to the athletes within the Houston area, within our East region.
Mm-hmm.
And we have about 6,000 athletes that we serve. So all those programs are provided at no cost to the athletes, which is fantastic. And it kind of goes back to all of our officers and really supporting the athletes, not only through Tip a Cop, but through other events, through
torch
competitions, torch runs,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of different things that they do. And I don't know, Officer Rogers, would you like to talk a little bit about LETR?
Yeah, the Law Enforcement Torch Run, you know, grassroots program to raise money for Special Olympics. Big involvement here in the state of Texas in the East region, spending all year, you know, raising money to support our amazing athletes. And then running a torch from our region up to the Summer Games in Melissa, Texas. Through the Summer Games, showing that torch, it elicits so much response and joy and happiness when it runs by.
It does.
And a sense of just pride and support for our athletes and the money and the hard work that we did to raise that the way they can attend these events at no cost to them for the efforts at these Tip of Cop type events.
It really is an amazing thing. And you're right. The police have been right at the top of the people that support Special Olympics, Special Olympics Texas. Now, Tip of Cop, you, our first responders, our police, you go to Texas Roadhouse and you wait tables.
It's taking me back to my days at college.
So you have serving experience.
I have serving experience.
Okay.
Well, I guess all first responders have serving experience.
We will not mess your food up, but I can guarantee at some point, whether it's a door opened, the bread rolls brought to your table, drinks brought to your table, or just a great conversation about Special Olympics, officers will be there doing that.
Now, I know, like you said, you have history. So, as we kick this thing off, are you going to be serving? Are you going to be actually waiting tables at this event?
I will be there in Pearland on the 23rd and
24th. Okay, all right.
No guarantees on if your order will be correct, but there'll be a smile on my face, and we will be line dancing when that time comes as well. Anything for our
athletes. I forgot they rope you into the line dancing, which is a Roadhouse tradition.
Well, and athletes come too, and so it's really the athletes, I think, that grab y'all, and they're like, come on. You know, now we're doing this.
They definitely get a kick out of watching us because they take us out and teach us the choreography, which they're very serious about there at Texas Roadhouse. And our athletes have their phones out, but once the music hits, there's an expectation that the officers will dance.
So. I love it.
One of my favorite things about Tip of Cop is for the people that just happen to show up.
Mm-hmm.
On a random Wednesday or Thursday night,
go to Roadhouse.
I mean, you see all the cars in the parking lot, which should tip you off. But you go in and you're like, wow, it is crawling with officers,
just overflowing with police.
Yeah, and so that's what's happening. So y'all are looking for donations. You have a server just like you normally would. So they're doing the majority of the waiting and getting your food and things like that. But they'll do the extra things, and you'll tip your server like you normally would at a restaurant. But then if you would like to add additional monetary donations, those will go, like Heather had mentioned, to our local Special Olympic athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a really fun way to get out and support a wonderful organization that does incredible things for our local community.
Now, Pearland 2 nights, so 23rd and 24th.
Yep.
So coming up these next couple of days, go out.
Is there only one Roadhouse in Pearland?
Yeah, there's only one one Roadhouse in Pearland off of Smith Ranch Road off of 2.
Okay, that makes it easy.
That makes it very easy.
Okay.
Heather, what other Houston Roadhouses are participating?
So we actually have 19 locations.
Whoa!
We have a lot of locations.
Whoa.
So actually, College Station in Huntsville started yesterday on Monday.
Yeah.
They're going to run through the whole week.
Overachievers.
But that's a good thing. We'll take it.
Take the money.
Right, exactly. And then we also have, just going from the top, we have Tomball. We have Houston locations. We have Kingwood. I should have brought my whole list. We have, where else do we have? Yeah. Beaumont. We have Port Arthur.
Yeah, SOTX.gov
has the list.
We'll share that link too.
What about Spring?
Yeah, you think
Spring? Yes, Spring does. And actually, what you can do is you can go to the SOTX.org. If you don't want the delicious dinner, you can always just donate online, and that's totally fine too.
No,
it all
that
goes
is,
right back to
is
location.
Totally
yeah, but
fine.
You get no rolls.
Why would you
but
not
you get no
go
rolls.
To,
yeah.
Come on.
Or butter. The butter's really good.
Exactly.
Actually, I need to just eat the butter like pudding.
Guys, thank y'all so much for everything you do. And for your support of obviously Special Olympics. And let's go raise some money.
Yeah, get out to Texas Roadhouse. The officers are volunteering. This is their free time.
Exactly.
Okay? And they have none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we appreciate that so much at Special Olympics.
And we'll share that link, SOTX. Frito, Katie, the Bull, good morning, everyone.
So, potentially exciting news.
Okay.
Your favorite fictional beer might actually be hitting store shelves soon.
Oh, Duff?
No.
Puppers?
The other one.
Patriot Ale? We can go with this for a minute.
Maybe not as exciting as I thought, but I'll give you the details coming up next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I feel like this is getting more and more offensive as he rattles them off behind the scenes, so I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
It's Alamo. Alamo beer.
Alamo.
You only paint you a picture. Four friends.
Okay.
Standing in front of a fence while life just passes them by.
Right, King of the Hill. Reboot.
Drinking their favorite beer.
Reboot about to drop.
That is also about to drop. Alamo beer. Potentially coming to an HEB near you.
What?
So I will give you the details, but first, let's talk about this Dylan Marlowe saga. So Dylan Marlowe, if you hadn't heard, was kicked out of a show, his own show.
What?
It was Country Jam in Wisconsin. He had like just played a set. He had come out and he was standing off to the stage side somewhere
right.
with one of his friends to watch Jake Owen.
Mm-hmm.
When a security guard basically comes up and asks him to leave. So he recorded this whole incident.
Okay.
He posted about it and said something to the effect of like, yeah, buddy, we were, you know, we're a real threat. Words were exchanged. No, it didn't look great for really anyone.
Right.
So he ends up taking this video down. And then goes online to kind of explain the backstory or clear the air,
okay,
as it were.
All right.
And so he talks about how they were up where they were because they had like all access passes, right? And then they also had like artist badges because they were on the lineup. They were told that that would get them access anywhere. Which,
right.
I mean, you're right to assume.
Whatever. I would think so.
So the guy comes up the first time, just tells him like, hey, so-and-so says you can't be here.
Right.
Gots to go.
Mm-hmm.
They try to say, well, we've got these things. He says,
no.
Well, no. You know, God. Well, hey, we just played this festival.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Don't care.
Oh, Lord.
Don't care where you go.
Yep,
can't stay here.
I see where
this
is going.
Hey, man, where would you like us to go? He says, the pit.
Oh.
They say, well, we can't go to the pit because
I just played. A little bit weird.
Wearing
yeah.
the same clothes.
Right.
It's going to cause kind of a ruckus.
Wouldn't do that.
Right. So they go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Ends up being another no-no zone. So
right.
the same security guard comes back and is not as friendly or polite this time.
Yeah.
And tells them like, hey, seriously, go. Cops get called. Like, I mean, the thing gets escalated. You know, he does mention that he didn't act the way that he wasn't real proud of himself. But still kind of stands by this idea that they just thought that they had all access when in fact they didn't. What's funny is on the stage, you can hear Jake Owen at one point be like, that's Dylan Marlowe. Like, hey, that's Dylan Marlowe. Like, in case they didn't know when he was.
I get the frustration and everything
yeah.
else like that, but like, it's not an insult. They're saying you can't be here. You know, if you call your manager.
I mean, it's like a safety thing. I mean, yeah, I don't really know where they were. I know he describes it in the video,
Don't get in a dust up with the security.
I do like that he took down the initial video because he was like, look. You know, it's kind of not fair to the festival.
No.
To have it like blowing up for this reason
mm-hmm.
when it was like just one isolated incident
just
and it was like a pretty
great
festival.
Yeah. Good for him. You can always apologize. Clean it up in post.
Speaking of social media, I'm kind of bummed that I missed this, but I guess a week ago, Alamo Beer Company, they were looking for stand-ins.
They weren't.
They were doing a casting call.
Son of a gun!
They were looking for a vibe. Not lookalikes.
No.
Just fans of King of the Hill. Anywhere from 25 to 60.
Oh.
That could
have been,
stand in.
Yeah, in front of the fence.
To hype the release of Alamo Beer.
I mean, that's going to be such a huge thing. They're going to sell so... I'm psyched about the new apps. I can't wait for them. Having Alamo Beer to
even
being
better.
Able to be on the label box of
Alamo. The dream. So they are, Alamo Beer Company, making the fake beer a reality. They said, hot dang, going to be on shelves at HEB and other fine retailers on July 28th. Already available at Megalomart. We sent an email.
Genius.
So that's like right around the corner.
They're right about that, because it's going to be on the 28th and then never.
Because the revival is like the beginning of August.
Well, I think so. Yeah, it's right around the corner. I couldn't tell you exactly when, but it's like right here.
Ooh, August 4th. It says on Hulu Plus and Disney Plus.
Too good, genius.
Except where the characters, several years after the show ended.
Yeah, grown Bobby, old Hank, and what's not Hank in the modern world. It's not to love.
Oh yeah, in the pic you've got Dale and VR.
That's right. They've got infinite material.
And Grubauer is holding a tablet.
Infinite material to work through on this show, and everyone is here for it.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Casey is here. We have 10 questions for her. She gets them all right. She's going to win the money minute today. Casey, how are we doing?
Doing good.
All right. So just to lay it all out again, 10 questions. You got to get them all right in 60 seconds. You can pass on any of the questions. We will come around to the questions you passed on if we have time at the end, but you cannot change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Katie, are you prepared to rock?
Yes.
And away we go.
A tall, skinny cylinder used to measure volume in science is called a what?
Cylinder.
Name the two teenage street gangs in the musical West Side Story.
Oh.
Pass.
What country received its first female prime minister in 2022, Ireland or Italy?
Ireland.
What bird is a symbol for peace in the Bible?
A dove.
The only Grand Slam tennis tournament played on clay courts is what?
French Open.
In the tale by Hans Christian Andersen, the emperor's new clothes are actually what?
Pass.
In 2022, the world's population hit how many billion?
Eight.
According to Hindu tradition, there are how many major chakras? The Astroworld tragedy of 2021 was a concert put on by what artist?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
What 1973 film about demonic possession was the first horror movie to be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars? That was tough. That was a tough one.
It's okay.
That was a tough one.
How did she do?
She did good. She did good because we got to all 10.
Yes, we did.
Which is a feat that not everyone can claim.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go over these. A tall, skinny cylinder used to measure volume in science. I just heard cylinder. You might have said it or your phone might have cut out. A graduated cylinder.
Oh.
A graduated cylinder. Yes.
Used
right.
in a lab.
Yes. Right? Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Name the two teenage street gangs in the musical West Side Story.
The Sharks and the Jets.
Yes. The Sharks and the Jets.
Yes.
What country received its first female prime minister in 2022? Ireland or Italy? You said Ireland.
Italy.
It was Italy.
Okay.
Italy.
Oh, okay.
In the tale by Hans Christian Andersen, the emperor's new clothes are actually non-existent.
Yeah.
Not
just,
real.
Just making
He's
it
naked.
Up. He's just naked all the time. Yeah. And everyone's just like, oh, yeah.
No. You look great, dude. According to Hindu tradition, there are how many major chakras?
Oh, if I was crunchier, I'd know the answer to this.
Seven.
Okay.
I would have taken a few answers, but I believe seven.
We'll go with seven.
Main. The Astroworld tragedy of 2021 was a concert put on by?
Travis Scott.
Okay.
And then what 1973 film about demonic possession was the first horror movie to be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars?
The Exorcist.
Correct.
Still stands up.
Yeah, still one of the scariest movies ever made.
Legit. Casey, sign up again.
Yeah.
Love to have you back. Yeah. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas, proud hit, My Music. Because we're giving away tickets to dinosaurs,
Lego bricks,
yes,
megalodons.
All of these things come together with like, and it's different because like Jurassic Quest is the dinosaurs part,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like you know, yeah, you walk in, you bring the kids, and it's all the animatronics.
But Ancient Oceans, that's like prehistoric.
Yeah.
Ocean creatures.
Because the sea isn't terrifying enough
exactly,
now.
Exactly.
It was much scarier 100 million years ago.
It's a 50-foot megalodon moves. They just keep telling me it moves.
This is not something that's good for everyone to go to. I keep coming back to the time when they made like the fake Shark Week megalodon documentary.
Oh.
We had a coworker that believed that was a real documentary.
She was worried. She was like, why are more people not talking about this?
Why are people not talking about the real enemy? Megalodon. Be like, no, that was just a spoof of it. No, I got to go to the beach in 3 weeks. I was watching Discovery Channel. Were you? Like, we need to raise all the alarms.
The people.
And then there's the brick thing that they've got going on.
I know
too.
They're
going
to have real Lego Masters.
Yeah.
And they're trying to break a Guinness World Record. So if you go out there, you can be a part of that.
That's going to be super
and
cool.
And it's three events, essentially, for one ticket price.
Amazing. So if you want to go. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. And yes, dinosaur-themed games this week, guys. So what are we queuing up right now?
We're going to play a game called Yabba Dabba Who. That took me a lot longer than I care to admit to come up with. So these are clips.
Because the Flintstones.
Yes, Yabba Dabba Do.
Right.
Yabba Dabba Who.
Okay.
So if you're thinking the Flintstones, they had a pet dino.
Yes, they did.
But they're also dinosaur adjacent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the dinosaur content.
I made our rule guy write dinosaur adjacent in the rules. So your job is to, yes it is. Your job is to, based on the clip, identify the dinosaur or the source material.
Okay.
So the TV show, the movie, whatever the case may be.
Okay, so each one of these clips comes from some
It's related to dinosaurs, or it is a dinosaur.
Right. So just kind of tell us where it came from.
Two of the three, that's what you got to get.
Not bad.
To get the four-pack to Jurassic Quest.
Okay, so if you want to take a shot at this, call us, 713-881-5500. We'll get you on the phone coming up next. Frito, Katie, 100 points. What was the...
The Flintstones. Did they have a pet dino spelled dino but pronounced Dino?
Was or am it I making Dino? No, I think
or
it was...
Or am I confusing that with Arnold? Hey, Arnold
Dino
and Dino Spumoni.
Spumoni.
Not a dinosaur related to dinosaurs
this
anyway.
This won't win you anything, but if you want to confirm, it was Dino. It's been a minute since I watched the Flintstones. We're playing Yabba Dabba Who, which just involves you identifying where
the dinosaur-related content comes from.
Yes,
yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Amy.
Amy, all right. You're first up today. So we've got three different clips of
pop culture dinosaurs.
Pop culture dinosaurs.
Dinosaur movies, TV shows, that sort of thing.
So what we're going to do is play you a clip. You tell us where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Character's name or the movie or the TV show. Whatever.
Franchise?
Yeah. Whatever. Either way. Are you ready?
Yes.
First soundbite today.
I'm the baby, gotta love me. Big purple eyes, I'm very cuddly. Especially when I hit my daddy with a frying pan.
I didn't.
That show is so off-putting.
Have you watched that recently?
I tried to make my son
watch it. I watched it when I was a kid. Oh, so you went back to...
Amy, can you identify that show? That one's a show.
Was that the one that says Not the Mama?
That is the Not the Mama.
It is.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of it?
Yay.
Do you know the name? It's a very obvious name of the show.
Dinosaurs?
It is dinosaurs. Yeah.
Oh my god!
It lasted for like three seasons.
It lasted for three seasons, and everyone it ended with extinction. By the way,
it should not be available for streaming. Let's just say.
Yeah,
that.
It really. It's okay.
Sorry. All right, we're halfway there, Amy.
This is for the win, Amy.
Brother, wait. When I am alone, when I have no one to scare, I get very frightened myself.
Yeah.
The crows could.
Yeah. Katie will not. Katie's got her hands on the desk, trying not to pay attention.
Of all the clips, this is like the most traumatizing scene in my entire childhood. Like, I vividly remember this, and it's the worst.
You can't watch it.
So, Amy, he is not a dinosaur.
No.
This is a movie where dinosaurs are featured. He runs kind of a sideshow.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to turn these dinosaurs evil.
Yes.
This is a little bit tricky, but people who are familiar with the film are very familiar with it.
Very familiar.
Do you have any guesses?
My guess is the Neverending Story, but
no, that's a good
guess. I don't think it went that dark.
You didn't think Neverending Story went that dark? Wow. That's a take. I respect it.
My son loves the dinosaurs, and he just turned 13 on the 17th of this month.
You're still in it. The game,
don't
Amy.
Get
you're still
frustrated.
In
the
game. Yeah, you just have to get this next one.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay.
I said hello.
Oh man.
What is your name?
That's the one with flower.
Huh? Huh?
Oh.
Don't you know anything?
Land Before Time.
There it is.
Katie can't watch the second clip. I can't.
Flower was Bambi, so I was like, no,
Bambi,
it's not
no, that. No, Land Before Time. Ducky.
That was Ducky.
And then Littlefoot, of course.
Yes.
The last
that was Ducky's brother.
Heard.
I'm glad I grew up in the 70s. Yes.
Girl, that's going to get done, Amy. You're going to Jurassic Quest.
Yeah, that's a four-pack. So you said you had an older dino fan, which is cool because for this event, they're like paleontologist approved.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, he will be teaching me the tour.
Yes.
Dang right he will.
And they've got like real fossils and things, so it's going to be super fun. You are going NRG Center. You can pick your day. It runs August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are not Amy and we're not as lucky today, you can buy your tickets online and you can get 20% off if you use the code BULL20.
And it answered all the text messages at 713-815-500 that night.
I'm so happy.
We're happy too. And I quote, "What is that nightmare you guys just played?"
Oh, that was We're Back, a Dinosaur Story.
Yes. That
if you
is,
haven't seen it, you should watch it.
Do a little
or
Google.
Not.
Do a little
or
Google
not.
Search. We yeah. showed kids that for Vinny. Amy, hang on the line. Frito, Katie, the Bull.
If you smell
Sean. Preparing to spend a couple of days in the great outdoors talking to the Houston Texans.
Oh, yeah.
Watching, observing.
More than a couple.
Weeks.
Well, weeks, and not just out at camp here at NRG.
That's right. You have a field trip.
The first week of August, I have a field trip. I'm going to West Virginia with the team.
And he's seeing it happen.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not just...
No, I'm not just going to West Virginia.
Theorizing.
Who the hell just goes to West Virginia? Yeah.
He's
I would be there.
Reporting on things.
Yeah.
That's right.
When you were talking about the Texans, I really and the team and CJ and everyone, I wanted to be like, and we've got Kevin Durant now. But I was really worried because I'm like... He would think I was serious.
Silence.
Kevin Durant's
Katie thinks Kevin
Durant. Katie has to explain she's joking.
I know, guys, it's a joke.
No one believes
I know
her.
He plays golf.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Let's
can you imagine? Gross. Can you imagine throwing a Kevin Durant in the back corner of the end zone, though? Like Kevin Durant on 50-50
in
balls?
In a pinch.
Yeah. You might have stumbled onto something, Katie Dempsey.
Broken in half with his...
No, he would. He'd get snapped in two, but boy, that one touchdown he'd get would be exciting.
If you need one touchdown.
I gotta get one catch in the back corner of the end zone.
It would be good.
All right, let's cover Stroh's. What
Stroh's.
Do we got?
They won last night.
Yes, they did.
They won last night, so they've now won two in a row. And they beat the Diamondbacks in Arizona last night. Mm. I don't know if there's a more boring team than the Arizona Diamondbacks. I'm watching this game. It's probably because they're in the National League and they're in Arizona. They're off the grid, but I'm like, God, they... Wow. So anyways, part of that, but they won the game. Well, part of the game was going on while we were at the Texans media event last night. So I'm yammering with people, but I'm trying to keep one eye on the screen. And I looked up at the screen early in the game and I see that the Diamondbacks scored a run in the first inning. Did you know that the Astros, the last time the Astros scored first in a game, I was in Jamaica. It was July 4th.
That game seems like that's not a good thing.
The game where they beat... It's not a formula for success, letting the other team score first.
No.
Every single game. 12 straight games, the Astros have allowed their opponent to score first. The last time they scored first...
Ooh.
The last time they scored first in a game was when they beat the Dodgers on the 4th of July.
Wow.
18-1.
Okay.
Where they forced all those Dodger fans to sit there all game long... Because they couldn't see their fireworks until after the game. You have to sit here and watch us beat you like a drum. It's like watching a family member just get pummeled
that was
with a tennis
nice.
Racket or something.
That was pretty good day.
Yeah. So, but they won last night. And the good news is local kid makes good.
Yes.
Bryce Matthews, who is a young second baseman, rookie, they just called up. He's one of their top prospects. They just called him up from the minor leagues. They're calling everybody up from the minor leagues. The three of us are going to get a call up at some point here because everybody's hurt.
Oh, I'm ready.
Everybody's hurt. I know you are. Bryce Matthews hit not one but two home runs last night.
Love
his first two career home runs. The Diamondbacks scored in the first inning to go up 1-0. I'm driving home, right, from the Texans event that we had, and I'm listening to the broadcast, and Bryce Matthews is up, and I think he's batting ninth because he is not – he's had one hit since they called him up. He's like 1-for-12. And I'm like, all right, well, this inning's going to be over. And then a high drive to deep left field. And all of a sudden, they're up 3-1. And I said, Bryce Matthews, I never doubted you for a minute.
We love you. We love you, Bryce.
And I didn't doubt you when you hit a second home run later in the
never.
Game.
Never.
Amazing.
Yeah. Never once.
So that was good. Colton Gordon, one of these, you know, minor league refugees that they've called up to pitch games. He pitched... Did what he's supposed to do, kept him in the game, gave up three runs in about six innings. That we'll take that every time. Mm. And Framber Valdez is going tonight, and he is one of the hottest pitchers in baseball right now.
Love to see it.
So that's good. So we're going to keep this. We're going to come in, happy positive tomorrow. Energy. Positive energy. Positive I've got energy. Texans training camp. I will check in with you guys.
If you smell.
And the Jamaica curse is over.
I was going to say,
starting
you
to
say that.
Why did just
quit bringing it up, man. People forgave you finally.
No. I stare in the face of death.
I have faith in you.
Thank you.
We have.
Likewise to both of you as well.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Let's talk about an unfortunate t-shirt. Well, really only unfortunate for one poor woman. A lady in British Columbia has been flooded with phone calls about a missing cat that she doesn't have.
Really?
Hi, I think I might have found your cat, Turbo.
Hey, I think I found your cat, Turbo.
I just started receiving all of these random calls, and finally, Jonathan answered the phone, and he's like, why are you calling this number? It's 11 o'clock at night. They were kind enough to let us know your number is actually on a t-shirt that I bought.
First thing we did was try to contact them on Instagram, and we did get a reply just saying, like, hey, sorry about using your number, but we're not making that shirt anymore.
What is that
so
about?
So the t-shirt was sold by a company called Wisdom NY.
Lord.
The shirt features a missing cat poster with a cat named Turbo.
Right.
And that lady's phone number. She said she is getting so many calls, she thought about changing her number, but she doesn't want to do that because it's got the 604 area code, which is difficult to get. So she doesn't want to give it up.
Well, wait, how long has this been going on? How long? No, seriously. Like,
well, a while, because they're saying they don't even make the shirt anymore.
That's what I mean. Like, and she's still, if this is still happening, like, what are y'all going
to
do about it?
Who are these people that are calling to say they found the cat? Are they just calling to see if it's an active phone number? Just a weird story all around.
I mean, I'd have to see the shirt, but, like, maybe people think it's some kind.
I thought that's why numbers, like, weren't legible.
That's absolutely why you're not supposed to put your number on anything that you talk about in the media, unless you want... actively want to get those calls, because you will. You absolutely will. That's horrible. Because now it's out there. What's she going to do? The only thing you could do is, in fact, change your cell phone number, but then you're letting them win and get that money.
It's like a tongue two-tone problem. You didn't do this to yourself. Someone did it to you.
I mean, let's say you wanted to sue. How much money do you think Wisdom is actually worth? In the t-shirt game.
I mean, was that their first and last shirt?
Wisdom New York. Yeah, exactly. Y'all still... I mean, someone picked up the phone and they called.
Are you still operating?
Yeah, or Instagram. Yeah, because anyway. All right, guys. Have a great day. See you back. I'm...